Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yesterday, we did something that just worked out. You know, sometimes we have ideas and we try them on the air and they don't work out. But Bryn was saying... Couple, it happens.
Nice way to put it.
Yeah. So Bryn was saying a couple days ago, he's like, look, there's a lot of people who are not self-isolating because they're essential workers and they're having to go out into the world. And I'd like to hear some of their stories, you know, was his thought. And so he came up with this Capeless Heroes segment that we did for the first time yesterday. And it was great. It was just an opportunity. We had a couple people on. We had a lady who is a labor and delivery nurse. I think her name was Danny.
That's correct.
Yes.
And then we had another guy, Eric, who was from MakerNexus.org. And they're doing, they're like face plates, face shields. Mm-hmm. But he's 3D printing them and they're expensive. And they were asking for donations and had a great response. Actually, at 7 o'clock, I'll read you that guy's email. But we want to do it again here and there. I know you got a lot of good emails yesterday. So
great
if you
emails, yeah.
Yeah. So send your email talking about your experience. And listen, sometimes honestly, it's cathartic just to put your experience down. Like Vinny was saying, write yourself a note, write us a note, and just talk about your experience. And make sure you include your phone number because we'd love to call you. We're gonna call some people here and there. It's just nice. It's a total hashtag stay connected thing. Like this is, I know I'm personally looking for a connection right now.
I'd love to hear from, so I don't know if we have already queued up notes from nurses, but you know, I was just in the hospital at Good Sam in San Jose.
Last month, right?
Was it January? I don't know.
Oh, it might've been January. Yeah.
It might've been January, but either way, I remember Sean. I remember some of the people that they have faces for me that were there and helping us. Mm-hmm. And when you are, especially as a parent, I was vulnerable. I can't help. I can't do anything. I can only sit there and watch. And to watch them help me by helping my kid, I was in I had tears bubbling up in my eyes. Like, man, I'd do anything for these people. They're really stepping up and helping me when I need it. And so it would be
and
great.
Are doing it during this time. Like this, it would be so easy for people to just go, I'm out.
Right.
And these people aren't because they know they're how necessary they are.
So for me, I'd love to hear from a nurse or someone that can put to the numbers that we're seeing, they can put a story maybe to it. We don't need to horrify people, but I would like to know that you're working. If you're working a 12-hour shift without the normal breaks you'd get and without the tools you need, it might help for us to hear that.
Yeah, and bitch to us. We'll be sensitive to that. That's I mean, look, everybody's even like I feel such guilt over like my own whining over this situation because I'm not out there and helping in the way that a lot of these people are. But we are all, you pointed it out earlier, we're all going through this in our own way. All our feelings matter. And it's, I think it would be, I think for me too, it would be a good reassessment of my own, you know, situation. Boo-hoo, you know?
Well, look, don't minimize what you're going through, but I do agree it's good for us to hear the story. We're all struggling at sitting at home. It's
right.
Easy. Because all you have to do is sit there. But like, for example, when I walked out of here, there's my two kids. Oh, Dad, what do you want to do? Oh, I don't want to do this. I just want to go sit and stare at a wall for a minute or have some breakfast or whatever.
Sure. But, so a little quiet time. Be nice.
Yeah, but that's the deal. So we're all having our different things we don't want to do that we have to. You know, and then I get in the groove. It took a second, but then we went for a walk. We gave mom the space she needed, and it all, it's, then there's another
She's
day.
Handling that early morning stuff. Mm-hmm. Just quickly, because I want, there's one other thing I want to mention before we jump into Survivor Talk. If you text COVID-19SF to 888-777, you'll get official updates, not, you know, goofy stuff. It's like, you know, if anything comes down, that's where you'll have an official contact. So if you want that. 888-777, text COVID-19SF. All right. First of all, because we've been talking about her for a couple of days, and wow, that, how could she? Evangeline Lilly has finally issued a lengthy apology in response to the backlash that she has received for dismissing the dangers of the coronavirus. I'm actually looking at her Instagram here. Yeah, it's not, it's never too late to apologize. I mean, sometimes it is for the view, but you still should do it. She says, "Hello, everyone. I'm writing you from my home where I've been social distancing since March 18th when social distancing was instituted in the small community where I'm currently living." I don't know if she lives in California. Is that when we instituted it?
I don't know where she lives.
I don't know what the date is. Hold on. Today's the 27th. When was this? So maybe is that last week? Oh, no. So last week was 17th was Wednesday, right? Because of St. Patrick's Day. So whatever. Wherever she lives, they told her on March 18th, you know, you guys got to get on lockdown.
March 18th was Wednesday of last week.
Oh, okay. So
2 Wednesdays ago.
She says, "At the time of my March 16th post," so that would have been last Monday, "the directives from the authorities here were that we were... that we not congregate in groups of more than 250 people and that we wash our hands regularly, which we were doing. 2 days later, those directives changed, and despite my intense trepidation over the socioeconomic and political repercussions of this course of action, please know I am doing my part to flatten the curve and practicing social distancing and staying home with my family." She goes on to offer sincere and heartfelt apologies and sensitivity I showed in my previous post to the very real suffering and fear that's gripped the world through COVID-19. Grandparents, children, sisters, brothers dying. The world is rallying to find a way to stop this very real threat. And my ensuing silence has sent a dismissive, arrogant, and cryptic message.
Well, she's right there.
Yes, absolutely. "My direct and sincere apologies to those most affected by this pandemic. I didn't mean to hurt you. When I wrote that post 10 days ago, I thought I was infusing calm into the hysteria. I can see now I was projecting my own fears into an already fearful and traumatic situation. Grieved by the ongoing loss of life and the effects on the community, praying for us all. At the same time, I'm heartened by the beauty and humanity I see in so many people demonstrating. I see so many people demonstrating toward one another in this vulnerable time. When I was grappling with my own fears over social distancing, one kind, wise, and gracious person said to me, 'Do it out of love, not fear.' And it helped me to realize my place in all of this. Sending love to all of you, even if you can't return it right now. Evangeline Lilly." So there's her apology. Is it enough?
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily... She it was a bad look.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, do I know whether or not her agent called? There was a phone call put to her, you know, and got a hold of her and said, "Look, the rumor's out there. They're rewriting the script and you're getting less words because of your dumb social media post. Fix this." You know, I don't know. I mean, you basically are a business partner with your agent, mm-hmm, in a way.
Yeah.
And so I can imagine this guy's like, "What are you doing? I got you into one of the biggest franchises going, and you're getting yourself fired."
Yeah. And if you get fired, well, how am I going to feed my kids, huh? Suddenly you're not going to be my most important client anymore, are you?
So I don't know if that plays a role in it or not, or if she truly is sorry. But either way, the statement that we won't give up our freedom. Oh, come on.
Yeah. It's just, I choose freedom over life or something. I'm like, you know, listen. Or if you could choose our lives. Thanks. Anyway, Evangeline Lilly has made a statement, because we've said a million times, you know, we're mad. I thought I'd start with that. Next up, here's an email that Bryn received. And he sent it to me and said, I actually agree with this person, you jerks. So this is from, well, they don't sign it, and I don't want to say their email address, obviously. Subject, Survivor spoilers. I love the homework to watch Survivor by Friday. Can you please not say anything about it on Thursday? Just from the few brief comments you made, I already knew that Yul would be voted off and Michelle would side with Wes, and it took all the fun out of it.
Same here.
Based Thanks,
on
guys.
What Benny was saying yesterday about Michelle and saying, oh my God, why does she? And I'm like, oh no.
We just get so excited, though.
I mean,
it's so hard to not talk about it. So now that we're here on Friday morning and we've
let's
ruined it for everyone,
yeah,
sorry. Let's discuss.
And by the way, I just sent you an email from Maria. I was lost in my emails yesterday. I'm getting tons of response, so that's great. But you know how Maria sends her weekly update on Survivor.
Oh yeah, I see it here in my inbox. Let me, you know what? Let me see if. Oh my God! She points out right off the bat. Sandra gives up immediately upon arriving at Extinction.
What a loser!
They don't show her leave, though, do they?
They do. They showed it. She yanked the sail up, and they. Put her on the boat, and she's there. She is in the boat with her torch, heading off into the non-sunset.
Oh, I didn't see that. I did see. I'm an Ethan fan. I couldn't probably have said that until now, but I really liked that guy's episode where he sort of persevered over
yes.
some physical problems he was having. I was actually. This is probably no surprise. Tears seem to come easy for me now, but. I was actually tearing up, and I was watching it with my daughter, and I was explaining to her who she's got her own health challenges, and he kept using that word, health challenge, and watching him sort of continue on and try to get this thing done, and then watching them go with him on that last lap up.
I know.
I'm telling you, I was crying, and my daughter sitting there like, what is wrong with you, dude? And I was trying to get this through to her, like, watching someone who is having trouble but doesn't give up is one of the most inspiring things you can see in life.
It's so
moving.
I'm with you 100%. I've found, like, I barely remembered Ethan from his season. Did he win?
It's like the second year.
Okay.
It was like the second season or the third season. Like, I think it was Africa.
Yeah, so right, so really early on. And then he went on to, he had leukemia of some kind, right? I don't know exactly what
cancer
he had.
He got cancer and was out of the public eye, as far as I know, for 5 to 10 years.
Right, so he was, he'd gone through it. So there's a guy that, you know, I probably is thrilled to be at a point where he can go back on Survivor, but has very real fears about what this kind of deprivation and what you're putting your body through in Survivor is real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's a TV show and we're just watching it and enjoying it. But these are people who are, you know, for 39 days, not getting a ton of food, really under a lot of stress.
Right.
I get it. So, there's $2 million at the end of it. But
that conversation he had with Parvati, I don't know how I missed Sandra leaving, but the conversation he was having with Parvati where he was saying, I really do have fears that what I'm putting my body through could put me back where I was. And I thought he was going to tap out.
I actually thought he might too, but he's clearly a dude who's, you know, not going to throw the towel in that easy. Sandra, though, I actually, in a way, I don't blame her because she is the person who sits on the sidelines for every challenge. And but it felt a little bit of a bad sport. I don't know. It didn't sit really well with me. She's basically, like, they called her out, like, why would you do that? Why would you give your idol away when you didn't have to? And it was like she was mad about that, and she's like, F it, I'm out. I didn't think it was a super great look.
It's not, but I think, you know, she knows her game, and her game is just like Boston Rob, they have a game. They
yep.
have a way they play, and so for her, I guess she felt like if I sit here suffering, knowing that I'm not going to win the challenge that gets me back in, then I've just sat here suffering for no reason. Like, I get it. I'm fine with it. It
she,
didn't look good, and you wouldn't show that to your kid and say, this is how you behave. But, I mean, there's no question that, you know, she sees she's done. She made her mistake.
She did. And actually, Maria points out here, I like this sentence. I guess I shouldn't be surprised since she's done nothing at all this season, but she's still calling herself the queen. Nope. In my opinion, you just gave up your throne. Wendell is a complete ass, according to Maria and according to me. I can't stand that guy. Mm-hmm. He's just, he is that guy that you can't talk to. He starts a conversation as though he's apologizing or even looking for input, and then as soon as you start to give it to him, he shuts it down and nope. And you know, I've been that person before, and I try to not be, but that I just thought, don't do that. He's just mean to Michelle.
Well, I don't know what they're to that's what I was hinting at yesterday, is I don't get her more than him. I actually understand youthful arrogance. I've had plenty of it, and that's what he's suffering from. That sort of I've got everything figured out, so go ahead and ask me and I'll tell you how it works. you need to check yourself when you're behaving like that. Well, because it's obnoxious. There's no question.
It is.
It's obnoxious.
It's not a good look.
Terribly, and it's something that I have a feeling in 10 years he'll look back on, and hopefully he's lived that long and grown, and he's able to say to himself, "Wow, that youthful arrogance is ugly."
But I'm with you, like Michelle. Honestly, once somebody dumps you, I mean, personally, I would have enough anger that I could work with them on Survivor, but I certainly wouldn't worry what their thoughts were, or I don't know, maybe it's a girl thing.
I hate to say it as a boy, because I know we're all coming from different spots, but
she's trying to just make everything okay and smooth everything over and.
Oh, okay, so let me ask you this. This is one of the things I was thinking. If he tried to charm her, could he get her back in a finger snap? Because I think so. The behavior she's showing is that of someone who still very much is grinding for him.
It seems that way. And that also is not a great look. Once things have been declared over, I feel like you need to wrap your head around that. But I kind of agree with you, like that she's not, she hasn't hardened herself toward him at all. In fact, she's worn the fact that he's hurt her on her sleeve.
Right.
She's told us all about it. Mm-hmm. And so in its way, she's being manipulated by him. In fact, not even in a way. I mean, she was manipulated by him somehow to decide that our guy Yul was the one that had to go, when all signs point to get that guy out of there.
Right. That's just for the simple look. Peace of mind is why I would have voted him out. Just, you know, that's just like if I were stuck on an island with someone that I dated and we're having these little sort of snarky conversations back and forth, I'd be like, the first chance I get to end this, I'm doing it.
Right. Part of Maria's letter here is talking about how Boston Rob finds the three fire tokens and then decides that he's winning the game again. I mean, that's apparently that was all he needed.
If you are like, oh, Sandra, you're a quitter. How about Rob? There's an example of someone who's still playing the game like he's in it.
Yeah, and I loved how they edited that, because they start with Tyson. He's like, because of course I did. I'm amazing. He finds the one fire token, and then nobody else can find one. And then after the whole thing, Boston Rob talking. I love Boston Rob. I just do.
I do, too.
So great. I mean, and who knows? You know, I was actually thinking, and I know they're not going to do this. Did we talk about this yesterday? Like my whole theory where everybody that's on Extinction Island is going to not have to battle back. They're going to become another team. And then they're going to do like double eliminations, or it'll be harder. Like they'll get to compete for immunity. But they'll have, because they've already been voted out, there'll be like an extra segment to the challenge that they have to complete in order to strive back. And I just think that would be kind of awesome if Sandra walked away and wouldn't have even had to battle back in.
Yeah,
I know. That's a long shot. But
I hadn't heard that theory, so we didn't talk about it yesterday. I don't know how they're going to use these cats. It's very interesting that they're keeping this entire island alive and playing, because mm-hmm. often these people end up, you know, doing their one little thing and then they're back. Or
right.
So this
or
is
gone
weird,
forever.
This is a weird play they've got going, but I like it. It's been another great twist.
Yeah, it's great. Anything else you want to? I just looked at the clock. I don't know where the time goes, but it does go.
Yeah, I'm sorry to see that Yul got kicked off. I'd been voting for him, and after we got to meet him, and I don't know, have you heard from him, Bryn?
I haven't, no, but he's accessible. He's super cool.
Oh, see if you can get him on the phone for later.
I wonder how much he can talk about this season, even though he's, you know, on the island. He's not
He might not be able to.
Yeah, he might not be able to. But I can hit him up and see what's up.
Yeah, just, you know, even if you just ask him to give an email with his thoughts on, you know, last night's episode or whatever.
Or okay. And you don't have to get him on today, but we, you know, clearly yeah. anything not COVID-19 would be great. So we can talk to him next
agreed.
Week.
Sure.
We can hear about his self-isolation. We saw him just days before all this went down.
I know.
Like, it's a, I just look back on that week and I was so not aware of how the next few weeks and further would go.
I've had to think about who do I need to call if I tested or become
right.
positive, and he's one of the people.
Yeah.
We actually
jokingly all stood apart in that photograph that we put up. I think we all put it on Instagram, and we're all like, ooh, we're not touching, we're not standing near each other. And then the final photo in the series is all of us with our arms slung around like, we're not worried.
What a bunch of douchebags, right?
I know. God, we suck hard. It would be really bad if one of us came down with it and then we found out we gave it to Yul.
I know. Believe me, it's one of the thoughts through my head was, oh, man, I against my better judgment, shook hands and hugged Yul.
Yep.
Great.
We even made the comment, like, you know, we'll just do the fist bump or we'll do the elbow click mm-hmm. or whatever the hell the thing's called. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
I'll get you up to date on everything you need to know to get your day started here right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.